listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when Paul referenced a prophet that was pagan. You see what I mean here. Titus chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, which read, "One of them, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith.'" More than 50 years ago, the musicians Simon and Garfunkel wrote in a song that the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Now, that's really not true in the way that they probably meant it. But there's something in the idea that God can speak his truth through some unusual sources. We see this in Titus chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, where Paul explained to Titus why the need was so great on the island of Crete. Because the Cretans were a difficult people, well known for being liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. As evidence of this, Paul quoted a Cretan poet whom he called a prophet of their own. This shows us that sometimes God can use something despite the source. It also shows that Paul knew enough of these pagan poets so that he could analyze and understand the people he tried to reach with the gospel. Now, Paul did not mean that the Cretan writer that he quoted was an inspired prophet of God. That writer did have it correct when he described the character of the people of Crete. As Paul wrote, "This testimony," not the entire testimony of the writer, "this testimony is true." That Cretan author told the plain truth about his own people. According to one commentator, this Greek poet was named Epimenides. Now, notice, Paul didn't say to Titus, "Cretans are liars and cheats and gluttons with one of the worst reputations of any group in the Roman Empire. You should look for an easier group to work with." No, instead he said, "I know how bad they are. Go out and see them change through the power of Jesus and for his glory." Yet it wouldn't be easy, and it could not always be done gently. That's why Paul told Titus, "Therefore rebuke them sharply." Because of the generally hardened character of the people of the island of Crete, they must be dealt with directly. Titus himself must rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, and that he must also appoint leaders who would do the same. Friends, do you live in the midst of a challenging people? Maybe the people you live around don't have the same character faults as the Cretans, but maybe they have different faults. It's important that you learn what you can from the culture, but always bring the truth of God's word up against the faults of that culture. Sometimes you can do it gently. Sometimes it needs to be done sharply. But either way, we can do it in love and wisdom. God helping us, we can do it even among a difficult people if that's where God has placed us today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.